At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Tonight's the filing deadline for candidates seeking to run in next year's elections. An unusual number of retirements by 7 members of Congress and some prominent state legislators has triggered a slew of filings for the primaries. There's already some competition for seats in North Texas. You can find more about candidates for top races at keranews.org. Services are scheduled Thursday at Highland Park United Methodist Church for Dallas philanthropist Ruth Altshuler. She died Friday from complications with a broken hip. Altshuler helped raise millions of dollars for organizations such as the Salvation Army and the Communities Foundation of Texas, among others. She was also honorary chair of KERA's 50th anniversary and helped lead the 50th anniversary of the John F. Kennedy assassination in Dallas. Altshuler talked to the Washington Post in 2013 about waiting at the trademark for the president when she heard the news.
Eric Johnson, the founder of Texas Instruments, got up and he said, "I have terrible news to report. The president has been shot." And he didn't say he's dead. I don't know whether he knew it then or not. But he said, "The president has been shot, and I will ask Luther Holcomb, who was going to give the benediction, to come up and pray, and then we'll be dismissed." So he did, and everyone was just stunned. That's the only way to describe it.
Altshuler was on the grand jury that indicted Jack Ruby, the nightclub owner who shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald. She was the first woman to serve on a grand jury in Dallas. Ruth Altshuler was 93. Now to today's vital signs, a promising new treatment for forms of cancer. UT Southwestern Medical Center is conducting clinical trials of a new FDA-approved therapy for multiple myeloma. I talked with Dr. Larry Anderson about CAR-T therapy. Different descriptions I've heard says it's engineering white blood cells to fight forms of cancer. Some are even calling it a living drug.
That's all correct. So CAR stands for chimeric antigen receptor. In CAR T cell therapy, we're taking the T lymphocytes, or the immune cells, from the cancer patient themselves into the lab, inserting a gene into them that codes for a protein that can then force those T cells to recognize the cancer. And those get infused back into the patient and can go in and hopefully induce a remission in that patient.
And we're talking about immunotherapy here. This isn't a new idea. It's been done in connection with other diseases.
Correct. For many decades, we've been trying to harness the power of the immune system using T-cell infusions, monoclonal antibodies, etc. But recently, with this new genetic modification technology, now we're seeing much better response rates and deeper remissions than we had seen with other forms of immunotherapy.
I mean, just the idea of taking a cell, training it to go back in and fight cancer sounds like something completely out of science fiction or something, but we are at that point.
We are at that point. There are two of these CAR-T therapies already FDA approved to treat patients with childhood acute lymphoblastic leukemia and also adults with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and now we're testing it in many other cancers, including multiple myeloma.
Why the trials for multiple myeloma? Why did you pick that specific? Because we're talking about a blood cancer, right?
Correct. So multiple myeloma is a bone marrow cancer of plasma cells. So all plasma cells are also part of our immune system. But in multiple myeloma patients, one of those plasma cells develops several mutations over that patient's lifetime and takes over the bone marrow and starts growing uncontrollably and causes bone lesions, can cause kidney failure because of the protein that they're making, can cause anemia.
How do we currently treat that now?
We have a lot of different options for treatment, but they don't induce long-term permanent cures or remissions, and they're not effective for all of the patients.
Does CAR-T therapy offer promise maybe of a cure?
We can't say that they're curing myeloma yet, but it is a potential for a promise of a cure because we've got examples of patients who had failed many lines of treatment for their myeloma that have received this CAR T cell therapy on clinical trials. I have one such patient who had to go all the way to Pennsylvania to get his CAR T therapy 2 years ago. He had failed 11 lines of prior therapy for his myeloma. And he has been in a complete remission for 24 months now. So we don't know for sure how long that will last, but so far it's as much of a cure as we could hope for.
Is it a lengthy process to engineer a cell to then turn around and go in and fight cancer?
Currently, the companies that are working on this have it down to a pretty detailed science so that they can get a turnaround time of about 4 to 5 weeks before they can ship them back and infuse them into the patient.
Time enough that the disease doesn't so progress that the patient is
correct
far worse.
Yeah, we certainly can't guarantee that the disease won't grow over
sure
a month, but at least a reasonable chance that it would be stable for that short of a time compared to older methods that might take more than a couple months to grow.
Who would be the patient who would receive CAR T therapy as opposed to the other treatments that you have?
On our trial for myeloma, they're not just fresh, brand new patients. They've already had at least a couple different lines of therapy and relapsing after that.
So if CAR T therapy proves successful in clinical trials, what's the future for fighting cancer with this?
A world with CAR T therapy against not only blood cancers, but we're also seeing it against many other forms of cancers being tested in early clinical trials. We may see it for most cancers. But I think it will also include combinations of different targeted CAR T cells, because sometimes the patient's cancer may learn to evade the T cells that are designed to kill them. And so we'll probably have to see combinations of them, maybe even combined with other immune therapy to otherwise manipulate the immune system to go along with that as well.
But it sounds highly promising at this point.
Very promising.
Dr. Larry Anderson, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Larry Anderson is a specialist in multiple myeloma and an assistant professor in the Hematology Oncology Division of UT Southwestern's Department of Internal Medicine. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys still have a shot at the playoffs after yesterday's win against the New York Giants. Despite the return of Giants quarterback Eli Manning, the Cowboys scored three times late in the fourth quarter to win 30-10. The Cowboys face the Oakland Raiders on Sunday.